you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last fake Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Real ass motherfucking podcast. What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Real ass dude.
Ultimate minority.
The Joan Jett of comedy.
Here with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. Or as a lot of people like to say,
fat faggot.
The fucking the AIDS ridden fucking.
I don't know if you know how AIDS works.
I could use it though.
Yeah. I think that you could have AIDS. There's fat AIDSies.
I don't think so.
Google fat AIDS, see what comes up.
The guy that came to talk to my high school about AIDS was very fat.
Yeah. Fat dude, fat.
He beat it though.
Fat AIDS is a great name for an alternative comedy show at a bar.
It's the bad AIDS.
Fat AIDS. That would suck.
What, having fat and having AIDS?
Oh, God, dude.
Yes, the one benefit of AIDS.
Yeah, you lose weight. But, I mean, I guess if you have AIDS, you sort of probably feel like you're fat. Because the only thing that doesn't suck about being fat, like looking fat.
It still makes you unfuckable.
It makes you...
You're double unfuckable?
It makes you not like, it makes you like slow and like not want to move up the stairs and fucking, it's just a whole fucking to do.
Yeah, so does AIDS though.
I'm talking about AIDS. That's what I'm talking about. What, Shannon?
So this article says that now with the new medications that they have, that HIV infected persons are less often suffering from wasting, but rather now increasingly overweight or obese.
Oh, fat AIDS is okay. Here to stay. Wow. Say, don't fucking tell me. Zach could easily be an AIDS patient.
That's true.
Can you party?
Can you party with AIDS? I don't know. If I had AIDS, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't tell anybody. I would just continue my life like I didn't, and then I would have to just act surprised every time a girl came to me with her AIDS news. Like, what? No, I'll act like my life is falling apart. It'd be a whole thing.
You got to pretend like she gave you AIDS.
I would. Time. I'd be angry.
You got to take an acting class every
I know.
Time.
But you gave me AIDS.
Why do all the girls on these bar shows have the sniffles?
You dirty fucking whore. You gave me AIDS.
So you have to have sex with really, really skinny girls all the time.
No, not anymore, as we've learned.
No. Oh, good. Okay, yeah.
Because there's fat AIDS, Chloe. Fat AIDS. Look, we got a great show planned today. Fat AIDS is the theme. It's all fat stories, all AIDS stories, Shannon. Start looking them the fuck up. We're partying today. Fat AIDS Day.
Hell yeah.
Fat AIDS. Happy Fat AIDS Day. Go hashtag
that. Sounds like it's
that.
In New Orleans, doesn't it?
Fat AIDS Day. Look, very happy to have two incredible guests as always. You guys might know her from her, it's not a podcast. You're a podcast, Shannon. It's not really a podcast. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a web show. News for women. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Chloe LaBranche.
Hell yeah.
Chloe LaBranche.
Bonjour.
Chloe, you're wearing yoga pants today. When I came in, she was sitting back, like with her crotch sort of pointed out, and you could see lip. I'm just going to point that out.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you couldn't.
Lip, 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 lip.
I'm going to hang by the bar, put the vibe out.
Hell yeah. Shit was fucking great.
You could not see lip.
You could see.
That's not how my vagina.
Zach.
That's not how my vagina
what?
Works.
Zach.
What?
Could you see lip?
No, you can't.
No, I was on the side of her.
You lying son of a bitch.
No.
She was sitting like this. So, Chloe, so sit like that for all the audience to see.
Yeah, yeah there's back a table
up.
There. It's fine.
Back up.
Back up,
Let's see. You can't see lip.
No. Let's see. Hold on.
We'll put a Twitter poll.
It would be bad if you could see lip from the back.
Chloe, let's
see. No, we're not doing this.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we're going to put a Twitter poll up.
Yeah, when you can see lip from the back and it looks like a McDouble.
Your pants were pulled, they were sucked into you a little bit the way you were sitting. So right now they were sort of sucked out.
This is unbelievable.
You should, you know what? This segment rules. Everyone at home is like, you know, good segment idea, Lewis.
Did that other girl quit already?
Which other girl?
The girl in the booth?
Oh yeah, what about the girl in the booth? Natalie.
Is that that girl's name?
I don't know for sure what's happening with her. They're picking shows to put her on.
Oh, she's not going to be on this show anymore? Know. Oh, she feels sexually harassed? Is that what's going on?
When I was here last week, I didn't know who she was. And she came out of the bathroom and I was talking about Kat Dennings' tits and how they were covered up in some movie. And I was like, what are you even fucking paying for?
Hell yeah.
She looked at me shamefully. And
welcome to Gas Digital. Welcome to Gas Digital. In the racist live chat, Liquid Sunshine says, I'd smash her boy body.
Boy body.
Boy, she doesn't have a boy. Her body is the only thing unboy-like about her.
Thank you.
Yeah, her voice is boy-like.
I have been told that my body is hotter than my face.
That is accurate. I would say that is an accurate way to describe you.
Hell yeah.
But you're a pretty girl, but your body's righteous. You know?
Thank you.
That's a commentary on how righteous your body is.
And you have the voice of a little boy who just found a dead body at a creek.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, Chloe,
Hey, kids, let's go poke it with a stick.
You know when they say...
Hey, gang! I got frogs in my bucket.
When somebody says they're a whole vibe, that's what Chloe is. Chloe's a whole vibe. You gotta... If you're gonna fuck Chloe, get prepared for...
Be accused of rape.
Some craziness. It's going to be a wild night. It's going to be good sex, but it's going to be...
Probably a rocks glass thrown at your forehead.
It's not going to be fun for
That's
you.
What I say to
48
guys.
48 missed calls.
No, that's what I say to guys. They're like, oh, you're crazy.
She's locked in the bathroom.
Well, no, I said to a guy once, they're like, you're crazy. I'm like, I'm crazy. You're the one who had sex with me, okay?
That is true. That is true. Also, ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show. You guys know him from his podcasts, High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. It's Chris from Brooklyn.
What's up, Lewis? Why'd you cut off my explosion? I need that.
I was trying to do
it. I need it right now.
Donald Duck saying the N-word, and that file doesn't work anymore, apparently.
Oh.
Just like N-words.
Whoa, come on now. Come on now. It's a new time. There's pre-Tony, post-Tony.
Oh, we're post Tony.
We're PT. We don't talk like that anymore. Are you fucking crazy?
Kill Tony. Tony's dead.
Yeah, dude. That was the moment where we can't say racist jokes anymore.
All right.
This is a new fucking world we live in. Is this what you guys want?
That's right. We're canceled post Tony. We're on CPT.
I like that. I like that. I wish we could have a no good stinking N word right there. That'd be so nice. But whatever. What are you gonna do? I guess I'll just do it. Gun clocking. So look, incredible show planned today. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Let's get it fucking going because we got a fucking party. All right. Shout out to Paco, my new director and producer of Fight Journal. The new season of Fight Journal. Very, very good. Very excited about it. A new level of production. Very funny. The inside track. So what's going on behind the scenes here at Team Rattlesnake? Please go subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out that and give Paco a little shout out because he's doing fucking great work.
I mean, it's disgusting when entertainers just try to cater to the Chinese market, though, I'll be honest.
That is true. Yeah. Chris, what do you have to plug?
Obviously, the two podcasts. I think I'm hosting for you guys on Sunday at Old Man Hustle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on that show. And go buy some fucking Ethereum because I'm eating a fucking dick right now. Pump that price back up.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't? Dude,
he's not allowed to talk about it.
When you texted me about crypto a couple weeks back, I mentioned it to Zach. I was like, yeah, Lewis texted me what he should buy if he wants to get in on crypto. And Zach just looks at me and goes, a fucking time machine.
Chloe LaRange, what do you got to plug?
Oh, you can watch my new show. I got this body and
hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I got some frogs. No, I don't know. I'm just hanging out. Really? Yeah, you should follow me on Instagram at Chloe LaBranche.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! You can see lip through the pants.
No, you can't.
Solid follow
through the pants.
No, I'm trying to get
lip
you a solid
through
follow.
The pants.
A solid
lip
follow
through the pants. Let's pull up Chloe's sexiest photos on her Instagram, Shannon. In a moment, we're gonna explore which ones are thotty and thirst trappy.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
I'm gonna help you.
Wait, do we have a new segment? Thotty or naughty?
Thotty or naughty? I like it. Beautiful.
Where we look at girls' Instagrams?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thirsty or
worsty?
Thirsty or worsty? Thank you, Zach. It's a good segment. Zach, what do you want to plug?
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Bye, guys. With Ian Fidance. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight. I'll be on the road with Lewis this weekend, but we're also going to be in at Old Man Hustle in Brooklyn on Sunday night. And my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, will be at the Troma Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater in Layton, Pennsylvania, June 11th and 12th. Our movie's playing first on the 12th, but come hang out for the whole weekend. Three movies each night out under the stars. It's going to be really, really fun. We're all going to get really fucked up. Come hang.
Yeah, a lot of live stuff coming up tonight. If you guys are in the live chat, actually, I think it's sold out at this point. Sorry, you fucking snoozed. You lost, bitch. Stress Factory, the first ever The Depraved Show. It's a brand new series that I'm going to be bringing all over the country. Maybe looking for a home for it in New York City. Who knows? We'll see what's going to happen. But it's really just me and my most fucked up friends telling really fucked up jokes. The next one we're going to be doing is going to be in Austin on the 30th of May. That's going to be at the Creaking Cave featuring myself, Zach Amico.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tony, I think, is taking a little bit of time away from the Creek.
What?
Tony's taking a little time away from the Creek. But we do have David Lucas. Looks like Tim Dillon's going to be on the show. Brian Redband. It's going to be a fucking killer lineup. So if you guys are in Austin, come check that out. But this Friday night, myself, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, we will be at the farm at Carter Hill in Marlboro, New Jersey. That is on the 21st of May. And yeah, Sunday night, Old Man Hustle in Brooklyn, myself and Zach, both 2.5 hours each. That should be a lot of fun. Then some other stuff. Obviously, Austin, Vegas is coming up at the beginning of June. I got San Diego coming up. Lots more dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets right from the website, lewisofskanks.com. And if you guys love this show, go subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. If you guys want to support this show directly, if you want to support us and support this network, it is the best thing you can do. If you subscribe at Gas Digital, you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for every show that we have on the network. All the Real Ass Podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, High Sighted Radio, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is, Ding. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show,
ding.
Bye Guys, Ding, Ding. So many incredible shows. Chloe LeBranche's Are My Pants Too Tight?
No, I have something to plug.
Oh, hell yeah.
I remembered. Okay, so I have a new show at The Stand on June 3rd called Drip with me and Allie May. And it's, yeah, June 3rd, 7 p.m. called Drip.
Allie May. Very cool.
Come to that.
We will all come to that.
Yes. I'll bring my body.
Bring your body. So, all right, let's go. Brand new segment.
You should buy tickets today. You're going to see Lip Through the Pants. It's worth the price of admission.
Brand new segment is Thotty or Naughty, right?
Thotty or Naughty.
Oh.
Old Thotty.
Oh, Thotty, but looking good. This
looking
is
great.
This is,
I got a ring light.
Chloe, you need to, and I mean this, you need to print this photo out and you need to tape it to your face. This is how you need to introduce yourself to the world at all times. This is.
That's not even, that's just me.
That is as good as it, are you, do you know how good you look there?
Really?
That's a fucking great photo right there. Very Thotty.
It's my tattoo.
But it's your tattoo. What is the tattoo of?
It says Poochie. It's a fashion designer. It's his. Well, because it's stupid. I don't know.
Tell me. I want to know.
Okay, so Karl Lagerfeld. He's a designer.
Oh, I'm done with this already. Okay, yeah. This story. Jesus.
It says Poochie.
Poochie.
That's not my baby.
But honestly,
how much you pay for it?
Something's going on with my loins where I want to cream pie you. This is a photo that makes me want to ejaculate inside of you. Is that was the idea what you're trying to do? She's doing things with this, a prop to say, look, men, this is what we could do. We could grow this inside of me. Chloe, are you trying to be a mom?
No, not right
Never?
Now.
Never?
Not right now.
One day.
Eventually.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
I mean, at one. Chloe, get with the fucking program.
Tick, 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 tick.
Hey, what do you think's gonna happen here?
Miami.
That's a great photo right there. See, Chloe knows what the fuck's up. Okay. Some of these bitches, they throw out these photos and you're like, girls, you have more than one take.
I sprinkle them in. I don't do a lot of them.
What, your Thotty photos? These are all Thotty. These are all thirsty and Thotty.
Yeah,
but you're doing
often.
It in a way that is also a little more subtle.
Yeah, I would say they're not. Well, that's
not
thotty.
Subtle at all. That's, yeah.
That says, hit me up, Elon Musk. Get it? I'm on the moon.
Yeah, no, but that's funny.
Hilarious.
I like it. I like it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I dig it. Very funny. Chloe rules. Guys, go support Chloe. Oh, that one. I can jerk off to Chloe's Instagram, I realize.
Yeah, it's a
we can
nip
all
about
jerk off to Chloe's
TBT
Instagram.
To happiness.
Chloe, would that offend you if you found out men were masturbating to your Instagram photos?
No, I think that's great.
You like it?
Smash that like.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, Chloe, look at her abs. Chloe's rocking and rolling right now. You got to dress a little sluttier. That's your problem, I think.
Put it on my tab.
Like today, look, today you're... you know, you're wearing vagina hugging pants. That's fine. But you
just, I got a job. It's because I came.
What's
from
your
work.
Job?
I work at a spinning studio now.
What do you do there?
I'm a front desk. I work at the front desk.
You have a as the front desk. She just sits there. They put the phone on her head.
What's that fetish called, Zach?
I'm a front desk.
Human furniture?
Well, yeah, there's a human furniture subreddit that's pretty good, but there's actually a name for it.
No, I went there with Karen and Emma on Friday, and I was late, so they didn't let me into the class. And I walked in, and they're like, do you want to just work here?
No.
And I was like, okay.
And you said, yeah, that's
I said, yeah, that's great. And then
great.
Emma and Karen came out, and they're like, oh, you didn't get in? I'm like, no, but I got a job.
Great. So you're happy now. What's the spin place?
It's called Pedal House on 18th and 5th.
And you don't think it's a bad idea to give my audience the place where you're going to be?
It's a flower shop. It's a flower shop. It's a flower shop.
What is it called? The Pedal Shop?
I gave my address once.
No, you didn't.
Chris, it's called Fornophilia.
Fornophilia. Yeah, that's the fetish of using people as furniture.
Yeah, you really should know. People are going to start calling your job. There we go. That one's okay.
That's fine.
That one's.
Oh, look, I quoted The Godfather. See, I'm chill as fuck.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, you're biting your shirt. I don't really know what that move is. You're a caged animal. Yeah. Right? It's all right. Well, good for you, Chloe. Anything going on in your love life lately?
Yeah, well, I was still kind of seeing that guy, Giacomo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of ended because he's not very adventurous.
Right.
I've been talking about him a lot, actually. He's
not into your fornophilia thing?
No, we're making out, and I was trying to be a little kooky, and we're like hooking up, and I went to like choke him. He's Italian, has a very thick accent. And I started choking him, and he goes, oh, stop, I'm a normal.
Wow.
What a fuck. He's gay is what he is.
Yeah, that's some gay shit.
Not like homo, more like it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Giacomo. So I told Zach about this, actually. So I felt like a little awkward because I was taking a risk there. So, yeah, big risk for me.
When I go to choke a chick.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
He's a bad person.
Yeah.
Well,
let it happen and then be like, hey, I'm not really into that. Don't do it.
You
next
also,
time.
The problem is, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So,
yeah, he shouldn't have been able to talk.
Yeah, if you're going to take the risk, fucking put him out. He should have woken up 10 minutes later and been like, I was not okay with that. Chloe, please.
Like, no. My butthole.
No, what did you do?
But then he took me, he's like, okay, next step. I take you to meet my friends from a Coachella. So that was like a big step in our relationship.
Coachella's
I'm
disgusting.
A huge douche.
So, yeah, that was it. But now I'm not.
Buy me a Molly first.
But I'm not dating anyone now, so.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, it's the summer. We're about to go back into the normal time. When is the mask mandate ending?
It's over.
July 1st.
No.
CDC said you don't have to wear masks.
Mask mandate's over in New York City?
Oh, no. No, you have to wear it inside, but not outside.
July 1st.
Is it July 1st? I think so. Are you sure? Shannon, give me some information here. I don't need woman news.
It says New York to lift mask social distancing mandates for the fully vaccinated on Wednesday. So today.
Oh, for the fully vaccinated.
Today. Fully vaccinated.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, whatever. Just print a card out. How fucking hard is it to find
card? Yeah, mind your fucking business if I'm vaccinated. How about that?
Yeah.
If I get vaccinated, nobody will know it.
Exactly. Dude,
you don't want
your get body, your choice.
Dude, my bench is fucking way down. I was talking about this on Notes of a Goon with Harrington. My bench is way down. He can't run as fast as he used to. I think this fucking vaccine is turning us all into soy boy cucks. Don't fucking take it.
I don't know.
What is this?
Means.
We got it? Thank you.
Very pressing tech issues.
Yeah, I can't get a vaccine and then lose my ability to beat the shit out of Jason Ellis.
Yeah, I would be worried about it.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm taking longer breaks in between sets. It's real bad.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to start doing TRT to fucking counteract the
because of the vax?
Huh?
Because of the vaccine.
I don't know. It's been right after that.
I never got COVID. I think I'm immune. I was not.
You weren't safe.
Not at all.
You were out there hooking up. You were doing everything.
I was out there the whole time, maskless. Wow.
Giacomo doesn't like to get choked, but he does like sneeze play.
Yeah.
He does like to blow snot rockets.
Yeah. He wears one of those like full plastic masks. He's like, please, Chloe, sneeze right on my face.
Giacomo.
It's like a glass shit table, but for your face.
Yeah, I don't really like those masks. I judge people that are wearing those masks.
Oh, the face shield.
Yeah, the face shield.
Fucking enough.
Like, what ridiculous. Are
you? Yeah, you look like a real idiot.
Yeah, it looks like they're riot guards.
Yeah,
go fuck yourself, dude. Fuck you.
There's always like a fat person with that thing on. They look like a riot guard at McDonald's. Like, calm down. Did you ever run on Mac sauce? Yeah, fucking calm down, hilarious. Buddy.
Write that down.
They look like a salad bar.
Fucking Yamanika, when she came to do the Legion of Skanks live taping, when we did the script reading, she was wearing one of those. And I walked right up to her and I just licked the front of the mask.
Oh, my God.
She just lost her mind. Ah, shit. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors. You guys know Yo Kratom. They've been supporting the show for a long time. They just launched Yo Delta. That's right. They make incredible Delta 8 THC that can be delivered directly to your home. If you guys don't know what Delta 8 is, it gets you stoned, okay? It's very, very similar to THC in regular marijuana, except it's legal in 42 states. They can ship it to your house. If you're over the age of 21, this is a really great deal. It's actually way cheaper to begin with as well.
Absolutely. You actually see bodegas in Manhattan now trying to pass off Delta 8 as regular bud because they're getting it in cheaper and trying to rip people off.
I bought some when I was in North Carolina and I got high.
Yeah, and it's a great deal. I mean, there's no reason. Like, if you live in a state where weed is not legal, Delta 8 is, you can get vapes and gummies here for a really good price and you're going
to
get high.
Yeah, it's great. And honestly, if you like to travel with it, if you guys are afraid of going over state lines, it's great. If you just want to get stoned and you want to just do it in a more convenient way, you don't have to go meet some Dominican guy on a corner somewhere. Go to YoDelta.com, grab some high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 gummies, vapes, that will get you super stoned. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Okay, where were we? All right, let's get some of these stories. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for another rape dicks. We got to get to the bottom of this. There's another rape story, right?
Oh, always.
Got to fucking...
Rape dicks. Rape dicks. Rape dicks.
All I know is ball and good. Rape.
We will get to the bottom of this. If there's a rape in Hollywood, the rape dicks will figure out what's going on. Was it justified? Was it not justified? Was it, you know, what was she wearing? These are all the questions that we're going to get to today on today's...
Well, what was she even doing in this hotel
What
room?
Was she doing there?
Does she have Netflix?
Who knows? What was her role in this rape? Nobody's looking at that. That's the problem right now. Is back in the day, we used to have good cops. The girl would walk in and they'd be like, hold on. Sit the fuck down. What's going on here?
They've all been corrupted by big feminism. You know?
Yeah, it's fucking wild, dude. Now it's like they gotta, you know... In a whole separate unit.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, before we start this interrogation, clean all that shit out from under your fingernails.
It used to be the same guy that...
Yeah, you're going to talk to me like this? Disrespectful.
Dude, the
put on something that's not all ripped apart.
Cover up, lady.
It used to be a guy that he was taken off the street because he was too rough, and now he has a desk job, and that's the guy that a rape victim would go see and have to be interviewed with. And he would sit her down. And
she's like, oh my God, I've been raped. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. On. It would be bad cop, bad cop. It was just two of him. Yeah. And they would sit her down in a room. With
on either side of a desk.
Yeah, hot lights on.
Hot fiving over.
Yeah, like, what happened here? What did you do?
Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
Yeah. That's how fucking.
Show me on the eggplant what he did to you.
Those were good. That was the good policing. This is a different fucking time. We have all these pussy. Mm. This is why the cops are falling apart right now. Back in the day, that was the type of cops we had. And I appreciated that. Hold on. There's a...
fly.
We haven't had one of the interns. No, Dylan, you're not part of the show anymore.
Dylan. No, because Dylan's going to make a big production.
He's just trying to fuck it. Look at Dylan. Dylan's so excited to go try to kill this fly.
Yeah,
give it to Joey. It's Joey's job. Joey, no, Joey, catch it with your hands. I want you to kill it with your hands, Joey. Your hands.
But guys, there's all sorts of rapes not being solved while we're waiting for you to kill this
Jesus
fly.
Christ. Kill the fly.
Yeah, we're not
going to
find out
kill
how
it.
Many women hide raped.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah,
come on, Joey. If you crack that window, I'll crack your skull.
Yeah, that was a very expensive window.
Dad, thank you. Now touch Shannon with that hand. Touch it. Touch
her whole face. Her whole face.
Hell yeah.
No, her whole inner face.
So.
You're just going to leave the dead fly on the floor? Nobody's cleaning that up?
So what happened now? Later. Give me some backstory here. It's Danny Masterson, who was Darlene's boyfriend in Roseanne.
Okay.
That's the role that I give him credit for.
I saw
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That
was I don't him, think right? It was him.
No, we're talking about Hyde from that 70s show.
Yeah.
You're thinking of David Galecki.
Who looks like Danny Masterson.
I am thinking of David Galecki. You know what? What is David Galecki up to?
He was on the Big Bang Theory.
He's on the
Theory,
Big
right?
Bang Theory, the biggest show on fucking.
Yeah, but nobody watches that dog shit.
Everyone
except
does.
Old people dying.
And he also died in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
This is Danny Masterson.
Ooh.
Now show me Danny Galecki.
David Galecki.
Show me Danny Galecki, though. Google the image of Danny Galecki. I want to see Danny Galecki and see what that guy looks like. I bet that's a guy. I bet it's a guy that's out there named Danny Galecki.
And I bet Johnny he did some
Galecki rapes. Is actually his name.
Wow. How does it feel, you fucking
dumb? Yeah, he's on
the
biggest fucking show, Zach.
Dickheads, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, no, Danny Galecki comes up.
I bet you there is a Danny Galecki.
I'm sure there
Shannon.
Is
fucking the smart-ass Shannon over there.
But I thought it was David Galecki.
Yeah, I can show you what he looks like.
Ooh.
Okay, there's Galecki. Now show me the other guy. Masterson.
Hold on.
Very no, similar. Darlene did date him on Roseanne, you fucking ass. She ended up leaving David because he played a character named David. That's why you're thinking of David Galecki. Yeah. And then she was like smoking cigarettes at college and she was dating this guy. Check.
Are you sure?
Fact check me right now. Pull up the scene. Oh, I want to fucking sit here. Oh, hell
Gomez
yeah.
Watches Roseanne?
Great Coming show soon. Idea.
Yeah.
Great fucking show idea. I'm correct about everything.
Oh,
let's see.
Look at that.
Let's see.
Jimmy Phillips.
Who did he play?
He was in two episodes. You're right. I'm wrong.
Wow. You're right. I'm wrong. Can everyone? Yep. Can we take this moment? Can we take this moment and just this is a moment in history, and we need to fucking pause it. And we need to look at each other, and we need to breathe, and we need to realize how dumb do you feel?
Not that.
How
it was only two episodes.
How stupid do you feel? Wow.
I feel pretty good knowing that Lewis grew up watching Roseanne and being like, maybe I could be like that someday.
Pull up the scene of Danny Masterson in his
Roseanne
famed
was
role.
Fresh Prince, like, if only.
So it looks like other people are also making the same mistake because a couple of clips I found so far is the wrong person.
What mistakes?
Like
I've made a mistake.
No, not your mistake.
Yeah.
our mistake.
Slow your fucking roll. Everyone else's mistake. All of the mistakes that are happening around me is I'm in the center of this fucking fucked up universe, but the one constant thing is that I am right. Wow.
You're right.
Wow.
Good job, boss.
God, I really hope he didn't play her boyfriend. I hope he was anyone else.
No, it was her boyfriend in college. It was like her too cool for school boyfriend. He kind of looked like a cool David. Shannon.
I think this is him. It's not a video, but it's a picture.
Oh.
Yep. See. I even said smoking cigarettes.
No, you're right.
I mean, God damn it. Holy shit. Yeah, thank you, Snoop. Thank you, Snoop Doggy Dog. Even Snoop's on my side. How does that feel?
Unrelated. Do you remember Chris Farley being on Roseanne?
Can you stop trying to change the subject? I'm in the middle of a fucking moment where I'm fucking ruling.
I saw that image, though, I do remember that.
Yeah, no, Lewis, we've admitted you knew a thing I didn't know. Good job.
This needs to be pointed out a little bit.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
Praise me. God, you're dumb, Zach. Wow, dude. Wow. You just walk around being this dumb, huh? That's just life for you.
Well, that's what happens when I sit next to you for 7 years. I lose some information.
I killed him. All right. So, Shannon.
Yes. Do you want to hear about the rapes?
Let's find out.
Is that what
these.
We were doing?
Yeah.
we're trying to figure out whether or not he raped.
But can you put on music in the background?
Yeah.
Rape!
Good.
They're going to present evidence on Tuesday that Masterson allegedly raped a 23-year-old woman in 2001, a 28-year-old woman in 2003, and a 23-year-old woman in 2003.
All right, 28-year-old we're throwing out. That's just too old. Like, nobody's...
It's fair.
He's a fucking celebrity, dude. This fucking grandma, there's no reason that he's going to actually go and rape her. So one of the charges are thrown out of rape court right away.
Okay. The rapes are said
Thank you for signing off on that, Chloe.
Chloe's the bailiff.
Thank you for the co-sign. Now, here's the thing. Of these girls he's raped, I think at what point did they not use the butterfly knife that John Travolta on Nick Cage's face gave them in Face Off to literally fend off Danny Masterson rape?
That was an amazing movie.
Why'd you say it like John Travolta? Like, that was an amazing movie.
Oh my God. Hey, don't let this guy rape you. Papa's you got a brand new bag.
Incredible John Travolta, Chloe. I never realized how good your John Travolta was. Chloe, can you be John Travolta for the rest of the show?
You should see her blow a guy on a plane.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
I like it. Good.
I can add something based on something I saw in a Scientology documentary where they were talking about this.
Oh, because he's a Scientologist.
And so he's protected. Like, they're never going to get him in
jail. Never going to get him. No. Oh, that's what I need
to supposedly,
do.
These women have all been, like, harassed and told, like, to drop the charges in, like, a very intimidating
the
way.
The first, his girlfriend from, like, years
intimidated
and years
by
ago.
Danny Masterson?
Intimidated by Scientology goons.
Uh-oh. Leah Remini?
No.
Nicole Kidman?
No.
Katie Boyle?
No.
I'm just naming people now.
His girlfriend originally, he drugged her and raped her, but it was his girlfriend.
Classic.
And so when she reported
did
it within...
Did he drug her with drugs or he drug her into
or did
a
they smoke no, pot at a both. Round table and the camera went around the whole time? And then she was just asleep on it.
He drug her with drugs.
He drug her away from people.
And camera angler?
And had his way with her.
Both, yeah. But then she came out and she reported it to higher-ups in Scientology, and they're like, well...
Kitty and Red Foreman.
They're like, that's your boyfriend. Like, what do you... It's not rape.
You can't be raped by your boyfriend in the eyes of...
They're like, no, you love
Zeno.
Him.
The Scientologist.
Yeah, that was your sweeps week.
Yeah.
They were trying to get some ratings.
Yeah, I was trying to give her... I was trying to test her thetans with my dick.
Oh, God.
Her thetans are through the roof. My dick says so.
Like your dick is a thetan meter is like a hammer in a carnival game. It's like
You stick it in and hand her a teddy bear.
Oh my God, her thetans are fucking all over the place right now. Jesus Christ, I gotta calm her down a little.
I gotta
bit.
Clean up all these thetans before the cops get here.
Yeah. I don't even know what thetans are.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's a made up thing.
Pretending.
I should start my own cult or religion. That would be a smart way to do things.
Why not?
Right?
This has gone so poorly every time somebody's ever said this sentence.
I bet you that we can get fucking...
Except for those guys who started Scientology. They're making bank.
Yeah, We could make money. This is better than opening a comedy club.
You're going to have to write a sci-fi book, though.
What if I draw a comic book?
It's fair.
I'll draw the illustrations, and then Zach will write the words.
That's probably the way.
That's how my comedy works too. I just draw, I draw illustrations like stick figures, and then Zach tells me jokes to say.
I'm in.
This is another rape, Lewis.
Yeah, I like.
You draw a picture of the girl, and then Zach writes the name of who you rape.
Give me some.
It's my superpower. I can turn stick figures into victims.
You draw like a body type, and Zach's like.
Shannon, give me. Some more
retarded voodoo priest.
Okay, so hold on, I'm just opening up a different article. It says that according to one woman's alleged police report, it said he had sex with her without her consent while she was asleep. Classic. The second woman in their police report said he sexually assaulted the victim.
How would
she
know if she consented
out.
Or not if she was asleep?
There, yeah, you know, there's that
what
old. Do you guys remember
difference?
That old riddle? And it's about a guy who...
Dick was so long he could suck it?
No, the guy's having a dream that a lion's chasing him.
Okay.
And then he's so scared in the dream he has a heart attack and dies.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this story?
You can't die in your sleep.
You can die in your sleep, probably. God damn it, they should fire you from your desk job. You retired.
Oh, it's because the doctor was the kid's mom.
Wait, what's the
no, he's...
That's why these rape kids didn't come back. It was all women doing them.
What's the difference between being passed out and being asleep?
We would never know his dream. That's the point. We wouldn't know the dream if he died in his sleep, okay?
What I'm saying.
Wait, what?
The point is you can't rape a woman.
Riddle. Start the riddle again.
I heard this riddle.
You didn't tell the riddle again. Correctly.
Okay. I did tell the riddle.
We got to solve this riddle before we get to this rape.
Listen to me. This is when I heard this when I was a kid, what I took from this was that you could rape a woman in her sleep, okay? I remember this very clearly.
Shh, I'm a lion.
Bob
was the king of your pussy.
Oh, I feel
no, there's a man
with a hurr and a hurr.
A man is asleep, and he has a dream that a lion is chasing him. He's so scared that he has a heart attack and dies.
You can't die in your dreams.
You fucking bitch. You can have a heart attack in your sleep.
But you can
have a heart attack in your
sleep. What's the
riddle? But you can't.
You wouldn't know the
but
dream.
But you didn't say that other people know.
Yeah, you didn't say. You just said that the guy had a dream.
Well, how would we know?
Because you just told us.
There's more context to this that you're not fucking telling
Shannon, pull up the riddle. See if there's a riddle out there that exists. If I'm just making this
up. If he's right about a second thing, I'm walking. I see what a guy. I fucking quit.
I have my own tribal drum loop for when I'm wrong. I don't know when the last time I even used it.
This is what
I could rape in the forest.
Rape! What, Chloe?
Okay, so in the first rape.
He's trying to rape you. Put him up.
In the first rape, she was raped when she was asleep. In the second rape, it says she was raped when she was passed out. What's the difference between being raped when you're sleeping and raped passed out?
I think pass out is a synonym for asleep.
Yeah, me too.
But I mean, no, there's a difference between you just went to sleep and you took some drugs and passed out.
That is true. You could pass out on a park bench in the afternoon. Nobody falls asleep on a park bench in the afternoon. I feel like Chloe does. Chloe just...
To be fair, that's also a pass out, though.
Shannon, give me some more information here.
But didn't we already say the second rape didn't count?
28-year-old is already, we threw it out.
So we don't even care.
We threw it out. That bitch is fucking.
Yeah, so there's now the first 23-year-old rape.
Actually, I care. I'm a feminist.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the one about the girlfriend. It was his girlfriend of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
All of these women are also Scientologists, or at the time of accusation.
This was his girlfriend of 6 years?
This is, I'm telling you, the next account.
Oh. The noise of this bitch.
So she said she's no longer going to be silent. This is her quote. I'm going to be an amazing woman.
What if she was a mime?
I'm going to be an amazing woman who will not shut my mouth when I find out my rapist raped countless other women.
Counting on her hands.
I will not shut my mouth when Netflix tries to make us feel like we don't matter. We do matter. We are important. We will see justice for what was done to us and is continuing to be done to us. And for all those who knew or know are either actively helping the serial rapist or choosing to stay silent, you don't matter.
Okay. She's very wordy.
Yeah.
For a mime.
I know, seriously, Jesus Christ.
She said Netflix is trying to silence her?
She's been holding those words in for years. like the Micro Machine, man. Relax, lady. We get it. You can talk now. What, so she's her girlfriend, but 6 years, so the one said she was passed out, what was the other one? The other 23-year-old.
Asleep.
She's just mad because she hasn't gotten proposed to yet.
That's so true, 6 years is a long time.
She's like, you're gonna propose to me?
So this is this thing, Danny Masterson likes to wait till the girls are sleeping. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, I'm leaning toward throwing these charges out altogether because just like the man in the story with the lion dream... How would these girls know? How would they know?
Goddamn rich cunt! I kill rich cunts!
I'd imagine they woke up during.
Yeah, it seems like they were all women that dated him not just one time. Like, they were all in relationships. So this is like his sick thing. To just like, you know...
Shannon, can you not fucking paint...
He's a monster.
Can you not lead the fucking jury?
No, he's a monster.
How?
He's a monster because this is like there in the Scientology documentaries that I've seen,
yeah.
Like a lot of women have come out against him. And the stuff that Scientology has done just in the past, just for example, to get their tax exempt status, like they bullied people from.
You're tax exempt if you're Scientologist?
The Church of Scientology.
And if you're.
And I swear to God, I was about to end the show right now and fucking become a Scientologist. I was like, all right, well, that's all it for today. And we'll be back on Friday.
And that's what he already knew you could rape yeah. Without consequence.
I mean, that was...
That's how much Lewis owes in taxes.
That is a lot
but
of money.
I'd imagine he's quite behind on his taxes.
That's a lot of money to be saved on taxes. I will tell you this much.
Praise Xenu.
Ooh, what would you do? Live tax-free or get out of jail free card for life for rape?
Tax-free.
I don't...
Yeah. And I would use all the money I saved to get hookers.
And yeah. You could tell them
and
that,
buy like, off juries,
and you could act like they don't fucking want it.
Yeah, be like hey,
I'm gonna give you extra.
Act like you don't want to fuck me, lady.
Yeah,
it's real. She's like method.
Act like this is really gross for you,
dude. This is incredible.
It's the role I was born to play, Zach.
That's our Hitler.
I mean, dude, honestly, that's the fuck. If you want to become president, just tell everyone no taxes and you could rape. I mean, that is fucking. Who's not going to vote for that guy?
Purge president? I'm into it.
That is fucking incredible. Purge president. That's me. I'd run for president of the United States the same way that I would run like for a middle school president. I'm like, free candy at lunch for all.
Well, there's Vermin Supreme. He said he was going to give everybody a pony. He didn't get a lot of votes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. I think Danny Masterson, I would be charging him with nothing. I'd be fucking, he should be charging me for a high five.
I'll tell you this, Shannon called him a monster. If I was going to get raped, I'd want to be asleep for it.
Why?
Shannon, what are the things that make him a monster? Why do you say this?
The rape.
Yeah, the
other
serial,
things.
The serial rape.
I'm just saying it's lethal. It's like lethal injection. They knock you out first.
Also, all four women that came forward and filed reports with the LAPD have all also complained about being systematically stalked by Scientology, trying to make them withdraw there.
No, I think that was just Fez.
Leave my friend alone. He's a nice man.
Yeah, I'm
wait,
looking...
so did they? The women pay taxes?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out this tax thing.
Yeah,
this
we're kind of over the rape. We're trying to figure out this tax exemption.
So
thing.
They don't have to pay taxes.
Where is Danny Masterson? Because I need a nap.
Also, could I just say, I hadn't been on this show in a while. Shannon is clearly getting fed up with all of this.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Shannon's
I don't,
at her wits' end. Like,
last week I realized, like, oh man, Shannon is going to fucking kill someone around here.
No.
No, just because I gave you a dirty look at one moment. Chris.
And then now you're giving Lewis lip about this whole rape thing?
I don't share.
Why you always got to bring lip into this?
Give him more lip it. Than Chloe over here.
Jesus Christ. Shannon, are you doing a dating game on SDR show?
Not on SDR show. It's going to be a Gas exclusive content. It's going to be a 5-episode series on Gas Digital.
5-episode series mm-hmm. on
it's Gas exclusive.
Digital.
She's going to pick a mate based on the smell of their farts.
And what do you? What's the deal now? Who's competing for your love?
We don't know yet. We're putting together the graphics to like post so that the shows can share it, and then we're also going to do a casting call.
I'm going to join the race.
Is Dylan in it?
I'm going to join the race. No, I'm the only employee allowed to be in the race. Shannon, you don't choose, right?
No, the judges will choose.
And
the
can I judge?
Who's the judges?
Yeah, you can absolutely be a judge.
I pick Lewis.
No, will fuck me if I win.
I didn't say fuck you, no. People have to know that going into dating me, that fucking isn't going to happen really quickly.
Oh, this is going
to
be a great show.
Yeah. Is this going to be like, you actually want to find a nice
girl? The whole point of The Bachelor is they assume these people are going to eventually fuck,
no,
right?
But they're
going
to also have, like, they're going to get prizes in addition to, like, winning to date me, because that's not much of a prize.
Oh, I see.
So they'll also get prizes.
How do we apply to be a judge on Last Chance at
Love? I actually have you on I have you on like my short list of people that I
short
want.
Short bus.
Shannon. We're gonna
bust in retarded people for the audience.
Just me and Zach, like Statler and Waldorf in a balcony, being like, our cunt is polluted.
Shannon, but if I win, you have to at least hook up with me sexually.
How is that at least?
I'm not joining this fucking... If we're not hooking up, that's crazy. They gotta date you to not fuck around?
Yeah, you don't have to. You also have a girlfriend. But we were gonna... I was gonna use you as part of one of the challenges for the guys, like to spar you.
Double penetration challenge. Get the butt the whole time. You guys are gonna have to spar me?
Yeah, I thought that would be a fun challenge.
I will fucking knock their heads off their shoulders.
What if they beat you? I mean, that's going
to
If really
I
work.
Beat them all up all at once, you have to let me eat your ass. No.
And if they beat you, they get to host Real Ass Podcast
deal,
for a
sure.
month.
That's fine. Great. I'm going to come into work for a month. Deal.
I would love to be involved.
Whatever. More heavy lifted.
Fine. If I beat them, I get to eat Chloe's ass.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Chloe! I want to eat your ass! Grow up!
Okay. Damn. No.
Whatever happened. Whatever
Only
happened.
If I can be asleep.
You can arrange that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad it's not
I got a
bad
couple
deal.
Klonopin on me right now.
Where the fuck? So Danny Masterson, that's it. That's his big monstrosity is him making love to his girlfriend while she's sleeping.
There's four women.
I love how you just changed rape to being making love.
Made love to these women in their sleep. Maybe he thought that there was some sort of evil spell that was cast over them, and in order to wake them up from it, he had to penetrate them.
That's true. It's really Walt Disney's fault.
Did any of them have a poison apple?
That's what I would do. If I was going to put a spell on a princess, I would make a prince have to rape her in order to wake her from the evil spell. That's right.
Because that's the thing is like, is he still Prince Charming after he rapes her in her
Prince
sleep?
Prince Cosby.
Yeah. He's a little shaken up, but come on.
It's now. A weird paradox, you know?
Weird. I like it. Sorry, fuck it. I say we release him of all charges, Zach. Danny Masterson.
I would like to see his scene from Face Off and see his rape technique to see if we should have seen this all along.
Does he have a rape scene in Face Off?
That's what I referenced before.
I didn't get it.
With
I
the just, butterfly knife.
I just laughed.
And then Chloe started doing John Travolta. He goes to rape
my dad.
John Travolta's daughter. And he gives her a butterfly. Yeah?
Let's see.
Calm down. Ah! Calm down.
Calm down.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, like Mr. Fucking Invisible gives a shit about you anyway. So I'm fucking old school.
That's right.
Ooh. Don't cast her.
Wait till she's asleep.
I mean, she's dressed like she's the basis of Poison.
She really doesn't like Twiggy Ramirez.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking Caster Troy was a pretty good dad.
Calm down, Bobby Doll.
Yeah, they were both better at being the other one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Why is he a vampire?
Yeah.
I love the idea of John Travolta forcing somebody to get, forcing a young boy to give him a massage at butterfly knife point on his cock.
Yeah. All right. So I say he's acquitted of all charges in the real ass court. Chloe?
Yeah.
He's fucking badass, right?
John Travolta's a man.
Hell yeah.
John Travolta's a completely different episode.
Yeah. So I say we give Danny Masterson a pass. Danny Pasterson?
Sure.
Danny Pasterson?
Come on, everyone. Sure. All right. You
okay.
know what?
You know what? Yeah.
We did
sure.
it. We've had worse takes.
You know.
Have we?
Rape. Yeah.
Right.
That Danny Masterson isn't
rape,
a rapist.
Rape on the first fucking date.
Other than by the definition of rapist, he's not.
From what we have here, the evidence presented to us, Danny Masterson...
I'll just say I've seen worse.
We've seen way worse. Way worse. So,
such as?
I can't even name anything worse. He's a fucking monster.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
But look, in the court of law, we can't...
Well, then you're safe.
Yeah, he's like Freddy. He only gets you in your dreams.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. I love my Blue Chew.
Blue Chew tablets?
The Blue Chew tablets.
They're tablets.
My Blue Chew chewables by BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, look, it's very, very simple, okay? It's the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. If you guys don't know, they get your dick nice and hard. They give you fuller, harder, longer-lasting erections. Whether you have erectile dysfunction or if you guys just want to spice up your bedroom time a little bit more, Blue Chew has the right prescription for you. And the best part of all of this is you don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. You do your Blue Chew-affiliated physician visit right online. They have you fill out a little questionnaire, and then they ship you your Blue Chew chewables in discreet packaging right to your home. So
they send you a fucking ton of them, too.
I know, dude. I got the prescription for 28 a month.
Dude, they sent me 60 the first month.
Oh, 60 the first
month? I had
month?
To literally be like, I don't need this many hard.
I'm actually going to kill my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not going to be good for anybody. So right now, all you got to do is to try Blue Chew for free. For free. Is go to BlueChew.com. And when you check out, use the promo code RAP. He's going to pay $5 shipping. Promo code one more time is RAP at BlueChew.com. You get your first month for free. Try them out. See if you love it. If you love it, you keep it. If you don't love it, fucking cancel. Who gives a shit? Once again, BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? All right, let's...
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Let's
go. Lion.
Let's see. 11-year-old girl fights off 30-year-old sex offender. This is on video?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's on video?
I mean, well, let me just say this. Let me make this very clear. This guy's a piece of shit, obviously.
I feel like it's going to look like that video of the cat fighting the alligator.
I feel like if you can't beat an 11-year-old girl, like...
You don't deserve to rape.
You're not even in the... You shouldn't even be at the rape table.
Yeah.
You know, who are you? Why do you? Why
is that
you...
what we're calling this now?
How did you even get a rape table up to your apartment?
I mean, this is wild. An 11-year-old girl. Now, I'm rooting for the 11-year-old girl. Let me make this very clear.
Are you sometimes not rooting for the 11-year-old girl?
Well, look, I love an underdog story. Okay, this is like Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, when she's fighting his 8-year-old son.
Yeah, no. This girl. She got the whole world against her. Nobody thought she was going to win this fight. Okay, this should be a fucking movie. This is incredible. I have not seen this at all, but this is crazy.
Just a little bit of background information. So she is by herself on like this little field of grass playing with blue slime, like from a quarter machine.
The hottest fantasy of all time. Fine. Little girl in a big field playing with slime. Okay, I'm listening. Okay,
no. You can't even blame this guy. And then she hands a flower to Ralph. He breaks her neck.
That's important for the post story.
Yeah, you can't even blame this guy what he happens upon. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait a second. Did they convict this guy because he's got blue slime on his cock?
No.
It's like you find a wallet and then you take the money out of it and you're like, oh, okay, I'm a criminal now? Really?
I'll show you the video.
Go ahead.
Oh.
By the way, can we acknowledge that why is this?
Whoa, this guy's.
That's. Holy shit. This is way worse than I thought it was going to be, Shannon.
Wait,
he's trying to get her and she got away.
She ran away after.
All right, butterfingers.
And she ran. So the cops, after seeing that video, they canvassed the area and they found him because he had blue slime all over his clothes.
Wow.
He didn't change?
It was shortly after this happened.
She slimed him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
She slimed him. It wasn't the license plate or the car.
Well, that was the main thing.
That helped. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Wow, that's fucking crazy, dude. Why is this little girl playing alone in the middle of a...
Can we watch that video again? Because it was
in the middle of a highway divider?
Yeah, it was an embankment.
That was like a To Catch a Predator type of thing. That was like a setup.
Oh, it looks like it was before school. It was 7 a.m. it happened.
Oh, man, that's when you wake up all boned up.
Morning wood.
Dude, he got up.
I gotta take care of this thing.
he forgot to jerk off, and then here he is, dude.
No, but, like, look, he runs over, like, normally.
Oh, I'm so horny, come here! What am I doing? I'm a monster.
Watch the way he runs back. Watch the way he runs back. Like, something went into his ass. Like, he's running, like, oh!
Oh!
Like, he's running like somebody is snapping a towel.
Why did he give up so quick?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Play it again.
Oh, hold on.
He's running like Uter in The Simpsons getting a towel snapped at him.
Maybe she rushed up against him and he had enough. He was like, oh, that's enough. That's good.
Oh, he blew a load?
Yeah, he's like, oh, come here, I want to get you.
I'm gonna,
yeah, come on.
Honestly, never mind.
Oh, I just came. I'll see you later. Oh, right. You're ugly.
Dude, I'm really impressed by this
You're
little
gross.
Girl.
You make me sick.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the slime touched him, and then he.
She's gonna be a dynamo in the sack.
He hates slime. Like, ew.
Yeah, he's like, oh, gross.
He was also armed with a knife.
Jeez. What a pussy.
She got away on her.
You couldn't fight this little girl. You had a knife.
She kind of just dead weighted, right?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Did she hit him?
No.
Well, good. Now he'll go to jail where he can work out every day until he's released.
Yeah, he'll get a limited sentence because he didn't actually.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, you don't know what his intent was there. Come on, guys. I don't mean to defend all guys.
Sorry.
But how do you know that he wasn't just going
to
fucking...
Maybe she was truant and he was trying to get her to school.
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to fucking...
It says he also... So they caught him within 8 hours and he tried to paint the car a different color.
And not change his clothes?
To disguise. Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. To paint
and
the
not
car.
Take the slime off?
Nope. It said he still had the blue
he
slime.
He learned all of
Did they execute retards in whatever state this happened in?
He learned all of his criminal activity from Grand Theft Auto 3.
Did he just parked it in the garage and expected it to be a different color?
Florida.
Is in Florida?
Yeah.
Wow. So there you go.
Wow. Yeah, dude. That guy, I don't know what his intent was, so I can't say. Even in our rape dicks, I can't sit here and convict that guy.
He had a knife in his
You hand. Literally have a joke where you're like, well, if I'm going to kidnap this college student, I mean, what else am I going to do with him? Like, he was clearly trying to kidnap.
He was trying to make some slime.
Yeah.
He's also a convicted sex offender.
Maybe he was trying to tell her to pull all of her crypto out.
That would be $100.
Well, give me your wallet!
Have fun. Have fun. Take another hundo, please. Now you're in debt, apparently. Good job.
Fucking Chinese government.
Maybe he was like, hey, get by, sell Ethereum now, you crazy bitch, sell.
That's 1,000.
Buy the dip, Lewis. Buy the dip, Lewis.
She didn't listen.
Lewis, buy the dip.
Here she is, like an asshole, sitting on fucking $8,000 with a Cardano. Whatever
buy the dip, Lewis. Buy
whatever
the
that
dip.
Means.
They actually just linked the Cardano and Ethereum networks to make seamless transactions between the two.
I thought they were a hedge against each other.
No, they're not. Not anymore.
Well,
they're teaming up.
I own them both.
Buy the dip.
I'm not buying anymore.
You idiot. You're already down all this money. Throw another couple grand in.
I know. It seems like a...
That is what you do.
Look, I know. I know. I know. I know. I know.
I don't think you do.
I do know. No more talking about this on the show, by the way. And now I owe Shannon $1,000.
I thought twice. You brought me in here to yell at me.
I'm sick. I am sick of it.
To be fair, I should have known the market was going to tank when Lewis hit me up and was like, what crypto should I buy? Because 5 years ago, Lewis and Ralph sat in this room with me and were like, anybody buying crypto is a fucking idiot.
They were idiots. And I proved it. I just proved it, guys. I only got to check what how much.
No, don't fucking, check don't it. Check it. Don't check it.
I'm checking it. I'm checking it.
While you're checking it, can you go ahead and forward?
Oh, did you check today?
Okay. Okay.
Is it up 1%?
It's.
From the last hour?
It's look, I haven't lost money. What, Shannon? What?
I was
what?
Waiting for you to say it again.
I didn't say nothing.
Buy the dip.
Buy some dip. Chloe.
With has... fully loaded chew. Oh, wait, okay. Are we hawking something else now?
I'm fucking hungry. I'm fucking hungry. I'm going to go train after this. Is Dylan coming to train after this?
Where do you train? Oh, you can't say, right?
I can say. Well, they, what are they going to come find me at my MMA gym? Williamsburg MMA. Come fight me. Come find me.
Oh, is that
by... I'm not a woman. Like
Diego,
I
can, get
is
him!
That, is that by South First Street?
Chloe, you...
Diego, protect me. What am I paying for?
You can't tell people where you are because people will come and hurt you. That's, like, for me, like, I dare them.
Why do people want to hurt me?
I dare
yeah,
them.
Yeah, she's fucking got plenty of blue
Williamsburg
slime.
MMA. Me and Team Rattlesnake will be there today from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern.
I want to fight.
Do you want to come with us?
Kinda.
Chloe, come with us today.
Chloe versus Dylan?
Yeah, I would love to.
Chloe versus Dylan?
I bet you Chloe would beat Dylan in a fight.
I would love to. Can I actually come?
You can 100% come.
Okay.
Well.
100%.
I'm wearing workout clothes.
I know. We saw your vagina lips. Hell yeah.
That's June 3rd at the stand, everyone.
Vagina lips.
Come
Chloe's
see,
vagina
come
lips.
See, buy a ticket to see Chloe's vagina lips.
Let's see. Jerkstore J just put a gif of me blowing Bobby Kelly in the chat. Ban him for 15 minutes, Irish Joey. Jerkstore J, you lost 15 minutes just to put a fucking gif that everyone's already seen in the chat. How does that feel, you fucking jerk? Store J. okay. So, let's see. Demi Lovato comes out as non-binary and chooses pronouns they and them. You know, good for her.
Yeah, I like when a chick has the they-them pronouns. And you can see you had a threesome. You know?
Yeah.
It's a group of sluts.
I'm still in a battle with that Alice Wetterlin chick, by the way.
Why?
It's never ending.
Why'd you get in a fight with her?
I don't know, because I defended Tony Hinchcliffe, and then she jumped on one of my tweets and was like, yeah, this guy's a fucking racist. And I'm like, you're a fucking white woman. You're white! You are white. I am the brown person.
I mean, vaguely.
And she's like, nope, sorry, I'm the brown person. You're the white person.
Did she say she was a brown person?
Basically, that's her angle here, I think, is that she's the brown person, then I'm the white person. I don't really know.
Mm.
I kind of like her now, though. I'm kind of turned on by her.
You're into this role play?
Oh, great. Let's have her on the podcast. It can't possibly go weird.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's going to re-edit it to make it her fucking story.
I like her. I kind of like her. Whatever's going on right now, this little cat and mouse game that we're playing, I think we're attracted to each other. Me and Wetterland.
Mm. Like this it. Happens with everyone, right?
It does. They
Every time
me.
A girl tries to fight you, you're like, I'm in love with you.
Doggy, they hate me at first, and then all of a sudden they come out. She's like, she's going to see this. She's going to see this video. I like it. She's cute.
You send her some blue gack.
Some blue gack? Like the slime? Yeah. The rape slime?
Yeah, that's awful. Send her some.
It was her birthday, though. I should send her a gift. What type of gift should I send her? Some crypto.
There you go. Send her some NFTs.
I don't know what NFTs are.
That's like, the crypto trading cards.
Crypto art.
The crypto trading cards?
Mm-hmm. It's like art.
I made like $2,000 on NBA Top Shot.
I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. I don't know what's going on.
Send her an apology.
Should I apologize? Hell yeah, dude.
This is the chick that is saying that to be fair, she's also kind of trying to look like a Puerto Rican chick in this picture. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, she's great, dude. She's fucking hot. I like her.
Yeah, she's good looking.
I don't give a shit about all of her crazy horse shit. Her feminist fucking wackiness. Okay, sure. I literally date this chick right now. I would date her right now. She'd be like, blah,
I mean,
blah,
is there
blah,
anything wack? I mean, you're dating a Jew. Is there anything wackier than that? I mean,
and I'd be like, whatever, lady. Yeah, the patriarchy. Let's
fucking
call
her right now.
I should call her.
Yeah, just say I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I have a crush on you.
I do kind of have a little bit of a crush on her.
Call her on the air.
The meaner she gets, the more I like her. I don't have her. How would I have her number? I don't know this bitch.
Somebody you know must have her
Somebody
number.
Somebody has her number.
Yeah.
I definitely want to. I could see me and her going down a path and starting to date. She'd have to let go. Shut up.
I'm sure somebody in the chat could dox her and get you her number by the end of the show.
She'd have to let go of her bullshit a little bit. She'd have to compromise a little bit. I don't have to compromise at all because I'm willing.
A man.
I don't care. Like, yeah, sure.
Other than your current full-time girlfriend, you would have to compromise probably.
Shut the fuck up. Everyone shut up about my current full-time live-in girlfriend.
She lives in your house now?
Basically.
She's occupying it?
Yeah. These fucking Zionists just kicking brown people out of their space.
She takes another room every few years. This was mine the whole time.
Can I see more pictures of Alice Wetterland? She's fucking hot, dude. She really hates men, though. I think she...
She a lesbian?
No, I think she dates dudes, but she hates them.
Sorry, it's all kind of from the same shoe.
Hell yeah, because there's those fucking the one ones. Hot outfit.
Yeah,
her fucking moon outfit. I like it.
Oh, there you go. There's a little bathing
suit.
There's a little bathing suit.
Eye candy.
I don't know if that's her, though.
Maybe not. I like her, too. I'll date that chick. Fuck it. Who's that chick?
Yeah, who's the redhead there?
Who's that broad?
Does she have...
Definitely not her.
Does she really have the high ground on telling people who they can work with when she was on Silicon Valley?
Well, that's the thing. She hates everyone on Silicon Valley. She came out and she was like, everyone on Silicon Valley is a rapist.
What about the jacked Indian dude? I thought he was fine.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. Quote her on that.
She loves to hate.
She says...
She has an angle. She has an angle. It's kind of fun.
Kumail? Is that guy's
Kumail.
Name? Kumail. Yeah. He's a rapist because that girl said he's a rapist?
No, everybody else.
I need an angle. She's an angle.
Kumail assaulted Alice Wetterland.
Holy shit.
On the set of Silicon Valley. That's what happened.
Whoa.
Right? That's what I read from that story.
Dude, that's how he got the abs. He saw those pumps.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was fighting her off. It was fighting the patriarchy. That's how he got those abs.
Jesus.
No, but she like says, like, I'm, like, I would feel like such a fucking dork, like, if I was so basic and I was like, yeah, prop it up, the patriarchy. It's like, what is it? Fucking 2007, bitch, just like fucking evolve. I don't know. Like, what is that even a thing anymore?
Did you even like really hardcore defend Tony? You were just like, I thought this was funny.
I sort of defended him, but what is she? What was her most recent tweet at me? The one that I called her crazy for.
That's how women, you make a living.
Which women love.
That's how you get a girl to like you, is you call her crazy.
Is this it?
No, but yeah, that's part. Yeah, she did write that.
It's what you engage in for money.
Yeah, because I said, I was like, please tell me about racism, white lady. She goes, it's what you engage in for money.
No, oh, she's doing it like she's framing.
Go to my
question,
page, right?
Like Jeopardy.
Now. It's not that difficult. Right there, that's the one that she tweeted. Yeah, I don't even know what she's talking about. She's like, not one, I promise you, knows what the fuck censorship is, from Gomez to Greenwald.
She's saying Glenn Greenwald doesn't know, like, he literally broke the Snowden story. That dude is on the fucking run for fucking 10 fucking years. Like, what
and
is she talking about?
Are all fronting for the white supremacist patriarchy and trying so hard to make people think it's punk rock. Pathetic.
What's the fuck is pathetic?
Pathetic.
Glenn Greenwald, a gay man living in Brazil. Like, gay man living in a Latin American country.
I don't give a fuck who Glenn Greenwald is. Bitch.
You, Puerto Rican man living in Jersey, I'm sure there's a little...
Look, I like her. I want to be with her. I don't know what you want me to say. Whatever's going on, I don't even understand the words she's using there. It's just mumbo jumbo. She's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, bitch, just kiss me. Kiss me on my mouth. I don't know. Like, if she just said, hey, like, I'll just fuck you, I'd be like, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, Tony, fuck Tony. Fuck Tony.
You publicly just be like, Tony Hinchcliffe is a fucking racist.
I would denounce Tony. If she said
maybe
she...
Maybe you should tell
I
her
love
that
Asians.
you just defended Tony just to get closer to her.
I just wanted her attention. That's why I defended Tony.
You would throw Tony under the bus and fucking run your hands through
You're
her Johnny Kate plus eight haircut.
Doggy, she's...
Her fucking let me speak to the manager hair.
Oh, she's fucking such a fucking... She's such a yapper too. It's like,
oh,
God,
you two would be the worst people ever to wait on in a restaurant.
We would get
oh
into such. Me and that chick would have very passionate lovemaking and very passionate fights. It would be crazy. The relationship with me and the chick would be bonkers. And I want
it. One of you would shit on the bed like Johnny Depp and fucking Amber Heard.
Lewis, we have breaking news.
What is breaking news?
She tweeted at you. Oh.
Oh, she killed Paul Mooney? Alice Wetterlin murdered Paul Mooney because he's not black enough. Right?
Yep.
Wow. Paul Mooney dead.
R.I.P. Paul Mooney. First time I was ever at Caroline's, I took a shit in your green room.
Hell yeah.
Heart attack, just like a New Jack. Both heart attacks.
Some would say they might be the same person.
I've never seen Paul Mooney and New Jack in the same place.
Neither have I. Wow, Paul Mooney's dead.
Well,
breaking news.
Comedian, legend, ladies man, Paul Mooney, dead at 79.
Hey, look, at least he beat pneumonia all those times.
He died of pneumonia surrounded by friends and loved ones.
He died of fat AIDS. So, let's see. Hold on. Johnny Depp sues to make sure Amber Heard donates $7 million as promised. What is this? Some real-ass dude move right here?
Yeah, so I guess I'm part of their divorce settlement. She was required to donate $7 million to charity, and he's questioning whether that happened, so he's suing to make her prove it.
Ooh. That bitch is another one. Amber, I bet Amber Heard and Alice Wetterlin. Ooh, what a fucking hot little
fucking
lesbian.
Oh, man, they would
lesbian.
Have some stuff to talk about, huh?
Hollow lesbian section.
Wait, why does she have to donate money as part of the divorce settlement?
Because they probably were splitting their assets, and instead of her having to pay for whatever, because he got so much money, his lawyers probably said, don't give us that money, donate it to charity.
She's God very damn, great. Dude, she's the best. Once again, all these crazy bitches, I don't care.
They all have like a very reptilian look in their eye, I'll tell you that.
She's that,
look at that.
She's bonkers.
She looks like she blinks the other way.
Yeah.
The bottom
she looks like
no, sideways.
Oh, sideways.
Bro, she looks like Natasha Henstridge in fucking Species.
Yeah.
Dude, she is wild. I'd take the Me Too. I would take it. I would take it in a heartbeat. Why not?
She's going to go big. Go big or go home, right?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
I'd take it for Chloe. That's how fucking lunatic I am.
Chloe's not gonna Me Too you.
Chloe would definitely Me Too somebody. Chloe, how many guys have you weaponized the Me Too movement against, even in a somewhat subtle way?
Oh, like a half joking?
Never.
Remember that time you raped me?
Chloe. Never. You've never even like
I don't care that much.
Close about the movement or about rape? That's
yeah.
That really hurt.
Shannon would never weaponize Me Too.
Oh, are you anemic? I'm sorry.
No, just kidding. See,
that's why Shannon. That's why Shannon rules. Shannon would never weaponize the Me Too movement. That's me just wishfully thinking out loud.
No, someone told me.
Shannon?
Someone told me they were going to Me Too me.
When?
Like last year, and I was like, I didn't think
a
I was
a chick.
No, a guy. I was like, I didn't think I was famous enough for my rape to count.
Just how fucking so? Out him.
What?
Just fucking out him. Just
Me Too yourself right now.
What?
Me Too him.
Me Too yourself right now. How funny
Me
would that
Too
be?
Him. Fucking double cross that son of a bitch.
Him as well.
Yeah. I raped Craig Sphincterson and what?
No, because I was in. No, it's.
Sphincterson.
I didn't rape anyone. I didn't even have sex.
What'd you do?
No, they were like, stop annoying me.
Or I'm going to come out and be like, this bitch is annoying.
Yeah.
That's
and everybody's gonna be like, yeah, we follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, we know. You can't be Me Too'd for being annoying, or you'll be harassing him.
No, it was just a joke.
Okay, I see. But I can see that. I can see Chloe fucking. You're like, dude, listen, you gotta chill. Too much.
I'm the best.
Shannon, how many men could you Me Too? If you wanted to.
So many.
You really could.
In
you really
this
could.
Room?
Yeah. So many.
But here's the thing. When the list is that long, at some point, isn't it on you for sticking around? Mm.
Shannon, all right. At Gas Digital, if you had a list of you could genuinely Me Too a bunch of guys at Gas Digital.
Yeah.
You?
No. Yes. Me at the top of the list?
I think every guy here I could probably Me Too.
What?
I'm untouchable.
Yeah, Me Too.
Shannon, you little...
I am a respectful, nice gentleman.
Yeah.
Shannon, if you tried to Me Too me, I would ruin you.
Paco.
I would ruin your career. I would ruin... You would never
You can't
work...
Me Too Paco. That's double jeopardy.
Poor Shannon, Paco. Shannon, I would ruin you. You'd never work in this town again if you even think about me tooing me.
So you're threatening me
I'm
to
threatening
not
you
come
not
forward
speak.
With allegations.
Yes, exactly. Very clearly.
I feel okay? so scared. I don't feel safe.
Good. You should feel unsafe. I will hurt you physically, sexually, emotionally, career-wise.
The sound you ever, is me crying, not me laughing.
If you ever think about me tooing me, Shannon, you couldn't me too. Could you really?
Yes.
Who could you meet to the most at Gas Digital?
I mean,
like,
you're up there
you.
On the list.
I'm up there on the list.
Let's go number two.
With serious stuff, there's not even that. There's like three serious things. Whatever, Shannon.
You have the most serious things. I think, like, on paper, Jay and Ralph, I could probably get.
Yeah, you definitely get Jay and Ralph.
Those are the top.
Shannon, I had one moment of weakness. You whore. It all falls on you. You teased me. She teased me.
Oh my God.
She teased me.
Can I also say, like, not on the show, whenever I text him about something serious, he will say, fuck you, you whore. You're a dirty bitch. This is just in real life.
I don't think I have a Me Too for you.
For me, no.
No, I don't think
I've never done anything Me Too.
No, I don't have
you.
One.
I've never even fucking...
No, don't have one.
Yeah, really? Remember that time you were just like, hey, let's see your fucking pussy lips as soon as the show starts.
That's a character that he does on his podcast.
Yeah, duh. Shannon, you're a fucking asshole.
All right,
asshole.
Yeah, we're all doing characters, right?
You're an asshole, Shannon. Let me.
I'm not doing it.
Right now. What's today's date? May 18th?
May 19th.
May 19th, 2021. You have an opportunity to quit. Walk out right now, Shannon. Otherwise, clear slate.
I can't because you just threatened me and I'm scared for my life.
Clear
slate. Where did fucking Dylan get that shirt, by the way? Alice Witterland's closet?
So, Shannon, right now, from here forward, no more sexual harassment, no more nothing. Right here forward.
So you're admitting that in the past you have sexually harassed me, but going forward you're going to stop?
I think it was, we had a couple moments. I wouldn't call it harassment. I thought we had a few moments. Boss, employee, I think it's kind of hot, that dynamic. We all think it's hot.
Yeah. The character I'm playing totally thinks that's hot and appropriate.
Yeah.
Chris from Brooklyn is clearly not my real name. Plausible deniability.
The boss employee relationship is only hot when it's a family run business.
And that's only because there's so many pizzas involved.
This is exhausting.
Ariana Grande married a Gomez this weekend. One step closer.
Yeah, she won't have to change her name.
It's true.
This is him. He's a real estate guy.
Oh, look at this little fucking
that is
bit.
That's he's rapier than the rape stories
dude.
We saw.
What's his name?
That is the creepiest fucking picture I've ever seen.
He kind of looks like Dylan.
Dalton Gomez.
Dalton Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this bitch
you
just wants
Dalton
to be
son.
Married. They, you know, like, how many times has she been engaged?
Three.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, and to be honest with you, I don't even like her anymore. I'm all about Victoria Justice now.
Who's that?
The other child, the other hot child that my son shows me sometimes when he watches Nickelodeon.
Let me see a picture of her.
She rules.
Yeah, sounds pretty hot. What's
she's
name,
so
Victoria
hot that
Justice?
I don't care that she's a child. I'll give it to her. Fine.
Is she actually
I'll go
a child?
To jail for her.
Is she 19?
No, she's like 16 when she was on the show. She's a child.
Yeah, but that was years ago.
Yeah, but this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about season one, episode one.
Oh, this is what she looks like right now?
I'm talking about her audition.
She's 18.
Before they were in pre-production.
Shannon, she's 18, right? In that picture?
She looks older in that picture. Oh,
fucking hot, yeah. Oh, so young. Get that out of here.
Ew.
Really?
Yuck. Gross.
Who could want to fuck a child like that?
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah.
My son and Max. First of all, either they are gay or they're hyper straight because all they do is Max and James just watch Victorious together. And I'm like, are you guys turned on or do you want to be dancer like fucking Barbie chicks? Like, what is going on here? Also, like,
what if they want to be dancer Barbie chicks that fuck dancer Barbie chicks?
Also, they were playing in the room the other day and my sister was like, she's like, go check on them. She's being awfully quiet. I was like, do you think they're like sucking each other's dicks?
Oh, no.
And then she was like, yeah, it's like the age where they start sucking each other's dicks, right? I was like, fuck. That is the age.
That's the age.
Suck each other's dick age. And only one of them has to have the idea. 50-50 shot. That idea can come from anyone. You know it's Max, too. You know it's Max.
That's just because
idea.
You guys left the snacks out.
It's definitely fucking Max's idea. He's like, dude, let me suck your wiener.
Just put your cock in my mouth for a second,
James,
dude.
James is like, no, bro, my dad's going to find out.
All right, we got to be really
quiet. Dad wanted a game for us to play.
What kind of game? We got to be really quiet about it in here. Don't make any noise. They'll never suspect a thing if we're really quiet.
Then they were on the trampoline, and James was lying down on the trampoline face down, and then Max was just lying on top of him.
Wait a second. Is that what parents think when they come in a room and they're like, you guys are being quiet in here. What's going on? That's what they always think? Yeah. Is that what they thought we were all kids? They thought we were all sucking each other's dicks?
What they're doing is, and by the way,
I was by myself.
All they're doing is prolonging the blowjob. They're like edging for us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So by the time
what's going on in there? Nothing?
Yeah. But honestly, they're making us good at it. They're making us good at sucking each other's dicks because we have to keep on starting and stopping.
I always assumed they thought I was doing actually what I was doing, which was like burning stuff.
Huh. Yeah.
Like lighting fires and shit.
Wait, so
between this kid's legs.
Yeah. Fires in his loins.
I'm fucking. Yeah, no. James is laying face down on the trampoline and Max was just laying on top of him. Like in like an anal sex position, but they were just doing a thing where they were like lying, like planking on top of each other, and I was watching, and I watched. I didn't stop them. I was just watching through the window because I was like, "All right, we got to find out." Because I'm not gonna. Here's the thing: most dads, I think the instinct is like, "Let me stop this gay shit before some gay shit happens." For me,
you got to let the gay shit happen. Let like, the gay see, shit now happen. You're gay.
It's like when a dog shits on the carpet. You got to rub his nose in it. You don't just rub his nose in an empty carpet.
But by the way, have you hired the writer to find things from the show for you to write as a stand-up bit yet? Because this is the thing.
That's a great idea. Thank you very much.
Right? Yeah, so were they bouncing?
The idea of Max laying on top of James just not moving is so fucking funny to me.
It was.
Were they bouncing or they were just completely still?
Completely still, like they were planking.
One of them was.
And then what?
It's a weird way to pronounce edging.
Yeah, so, but then I watched and nothing. And then when
they switched.
And then they smoked a cigarette. Then they made breakfast for each other. And now I have a son-in-law.
Yeah.
They had a small dog.
It's really sweet. They called him his fur baby.
No, then they it became obvious that they were like playing some game or whatever where they were like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. But it wasn't gay. I watched. I wanted to see if they were like kissing each other on the neck. But
I know it wasn't gay because my dick didn't move.
They're little boys, like they don't know moves. Like it might have actually just been his hard dick pressed in between his butt cheeks, and he's, God damn it, dude. Max, I gotta talk to Bobby.
Get his fucking, like, dude, does it feel like you're pooping, dude?
I don't know. Oh, this feels natural.
Hold on, pull it out. Yeah, no, it feels like I'm pooping. Oh no, that part doesn't feel like pooping. Yeah. Oh, that part feels like pooping.
But yeah, they're like, in my mind, like there's no way like they're thinking about things like sexuality. But at 8 already, I was way ahead.
I got caught jerking at like 5.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was thinking about, but my mom was like, "You were definitely jerking."
My son doesn't jerk. He wakes up with the morning wood sometimes, and he's like, "Oh, it's annoying." And yeah. But that's it.
And then here comes Max.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
I feel really bad about having this conversation.
But I mean, look, if they were...
Dude, you can just fuck this silly putty, dude.
It's not even about being gay. It's like, I don't want my kid to be sexualized at 8 at all. Like that's like, I don't know. I think back of like how sexualized I was as a child. Also saying it that way, it sounds like I was like,
yeah,
like a hooker. Yeah, yeah, sounds like I was a child.
Sounds like you're being sold. Yeah,
yeah. But like I was already. I had seen porn.
Yeah.
Already, I had dirty magazines. I was at the very least watching the TV unscrambled. I was already jerking off and masturbating. And like, I'd like to think that my son doesn't have. I like
he has the internet.
My mom was a hooker, and I was exposed to some crazy shit. That's why I sort of went down that path. He has a different life, and he doesn't have the internet.
His grandma was a hooker.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's a legacy.
He doesn't have the internet.
Skips a generation.
It's not like he can just pick up the phone and start browsing the internet.
And his new,
what do you mean?
His new mother.
He can't get porn.
Alice.
No.
He doesn't have a phone,
dude. If Alice Wetterlund would be my son's stepmother, how great would that be?
Feminist.
Just raise my son as a little fucking blue haired.
I mean, look, here's the thing.
I swear to God,
if anything could
for one night with Alice Wetterlund, I'd give my kid a sex change. Let Alice Wetterlund know that I'm willing to clip my son
and then not even build a pussy, just have him be a nothing.
Yeah, have him walk around like a nomad,
gender neutral.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
I'm a fan of her too.
I'm gonna start dressing him like Alice Wetterlund.
Just borrow Dylan's clothes.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna dress my son just like Alice Wetterlund just to get her attention. I'm gonna name him Alice Wetterlund. That's his first name, Alice Wetterlund Gomez. Let's go. Is this abuse? Probably.
What, this? Yeah.
Will they show this in court? Probably.
Yeah, the emancipation trial.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. We got to go in a minute. I got to go fucking train. Is Dylan training today or no?
Who are you training with? Just, again, fighting Dylan?
Diego, are you coming, Chloe?
I'll come.
Chloe, you're going to come.
Yeah, do I go home?
And you'll train. No, you got to come with us.
Okay,
you're going to come.
Go straight
yeah, I got my Audi. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, girl? We'll go train.
Okay.
Why is Paco dressed like me in 2002? He's wearing a Fila shirt and a gold chain.
Paco is dressed like the guy at the bodega. You don't know what he does.
But he's always there.
He's always just hanging out.
Yeah.
I think he works here.
Fucking Paco. Love you, buddy. Thank you for putting together that fight journal. Season 2 of Fight Journal. Now fucking off to the races. We got a date. Me and Jason. I'm still waiting for that contract. So... we'll see what's up. Any day now. Any day now, we'll get a contract from Jason Ellis. And we'll start really putting the pedal to the metal. I got to wrap this one. Thank you guys very much for watching the show. We will check you guys on Friday. Who are the guests on Friday, Shannon?
The Loud Boys.
Loud Boys on Friday. Very, very excited about that. We'll check you guys then. Peace.
That's all, folks.
Hey, everyone, before we go, you should check out one of the other incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network, and that is the House of Hardcore podcast hosted by ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. I'm such a huge ECW fan. If you guys are as well, go check out his podcast where he gives you all of the details and behind-the-scenes stories of the legendary rides of ECW. Once again, that is the House of Hardcore podcast with legendary ECW host Tommy Dreamer, and go download that anywhere you can get your podcasts. Check out this clip.
We're talking shop. We're talking anything. Rocky Romero, Carl Anderson, and Big LG Doc Gallows. He's got so many names I forget. I have him in my phone. So many different names.
Well, let's be honest. This is the House of Hardcore podcast. I'm a House of Hardcore original on the first show. Big XLG under one of my many 37 monikers.
Big XLG.
Big XLG, brother. Tommy gave me that name.
We got to get to the House of Hardcore one of these days.
Ooh, absolutely.
We almost did when we were running hot in Japan with Bullet Club, I think, weren't we? Didn't we? Almost?
Yeah, but I think we couldn't schedule it, yeah.
COVID kind of killed that whole House of Hardcore dream. And something else we'll talk about.
COVID killed a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's fucked, man.
When, you know, we all grew up loving pro wrestling. And if you think about the absurdness of actually pro wrestling, here is, I'm the world heavyweight champion. I have a very expensive suit. Another man comes in, rips up my suit, and now we're going to fight till the death because of my suit.
Yeah.
Or even like, I hate you so much, I'm going to shave your head, brother.
Or how about, I hate you so much, I'm going to cut your nutsack off and eat it. Wow. I mean, that's the kind of
you've taken it to the extreme.
Well, that's the good thing about talking Chopamania too, right? Is like, we got all this fake stuff on there and it's all unreal. It's all scripted. It's all not real. But then we have Roll Undershed, which is the real aspect of the fight.
Yeah, that's
the real part. That's what I'm excited about.
They're not shoot fights. They're hoot fights. It's our answer to Raw Underground. It's the same thing when you see a faction like Retro Poopshin make their debut. There's going to be three factions debuting on this thing. I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. And that's what makes it so exciting and so much fun. And to have people like Tommy Dreamer and Rhino and Justin Credible in the Roll Undershed, fuck, that's a backyard wrestling kid's wet dream right there. You know, I would have booked that all day long in 1998. God. Can you imagine?
There's a who's who here, man. I mean, like, you just saying those three is good enough to just
great.
Get.
I was such an ECW mark, dude. I used to, I would get it through like UHF or V, like some weird channel. So I would like have to hold the bunny ears and then like go in my room and like stand like this, and then I'd watch from like so far away. It's like super fuzzy, but I'd like loved every second of it.
I had to do that with Florida Championship Wrestling, and that's what hooked me. If this is successful, which I know it will be, because we're all going to be plugging it on socials, and I know because that from my piece that I was there. Number one, we'll talk about Rhino going so hard, preparing like it's a real match.
He almost killed Laser, my minion brother. I mean, he almost cut him literally in half. I was losing my
three
mind.
Times,
here. What are you guys
times, getting frustrated? That was the best. And I'm doing alternate commentary because I see a camera and I'm just healing the hell out of him like I normally do.
Yeah, Rhino was getting frustrated with the kid he brought. But I kind of think Rhino was going I'm not saying it was Rhino's fault because I respect the legend. I just kind of think Rhino was going the wrong way, I think.
It maybe could have been.
Rhino's a particular brother, right? But you know what? Hey, he's a legend. So you know what? It wasn't his fault. It was that kid's fault.
It's like, fuck that kid. Right. Yeah, it's a clothesline with the left, brother. Remember that.
I don't mean to put myself over, but I'm so ambidextrous. I can DDT from either side. I can spear from either side, but apparently that's why the spear and the gore are different, because it can only happen from one side.
Hey, that's why it's Rhino. I think the gore and the spear are different.
But here's the other thing, guys. That's my backyard, and I filmed some Sex Ferguson stuff just for like Patreon out there, and I fell down. And that's not like, I know
there's rocks out there.
Precautions. There's rocks out there. And I was watching it back because I wasn't here, which we can talk about later. I was driving me nuts, but he's just cutting these brothers in half. And I mean, these aren't world-renowned pro wrestlers per se. These are either up-and-comers or hobbyists, friends of ours. And I'm like, fuck, Rhino's going to kill somebody in my backyard. There's no way they signed a waiver.
Hey, well, you could say like in the boner yard match, though, I knocked you down and you fell down on a boulder, right? But he no sold it because everybody was around watching. He didn't want to show any pain or tears. He said he laid there and was going, oh.
I couldn't walk for a week properly. Like,
he landed on a rock that was like a sword
just pierced into my body.
That's when you get up and you do the old man, you pull up your pants a little bit and you say, I'm right back. I'm gonna make a phone call.
You couldn't even get up.
Oh God.
I heard the one guy when Rhino gored him, he went,
Yeah, his life was leaving his body.
It might have been Rhino too.